Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for tuning in to Luxury Lotus Spa Radio Show today. My name is Esther Nelson, and I am your licensed esthetician and host of this weekly podcast show. Today, I will be sharing with you some skincare tips to help you jumpstart your journey to clear, smooth, and even skin. If you fell off the bandwagon, don't worry. Today's the day for you to jump back on. My journey to becoming a beauty professional goes back to 2010 with my own personal struggle with acne, acne scars, and ingrown hair. It is through my work learning how to first improve my own skincare and then my passion to bring this knowledge to others that I came to truly understand the guiding principle: beauty is a state of mind as much as a physical way of being. I understand you are an individual. It is not a one-size-fits-all situation here. Take what you like and what works for you and leave the rest behind for someone else. Beauty starts from within. Please remember to be your best without any stress. Before we get started though, with today's episode, I have a couple of housekeeping matters to share with you. This podcast is not for everyone. This podcast is not for you if you already know everything. Because you're listening to today's episode, I know you're probably looking for a way to jumpstart your skincare journey and also your overall health. From personal experience, I know how hard it is to deal with ingrown hair, acne, and post-acne scarring, in addition to its effect on our overall health and self-esteem. I am here to simplify things and make it a little bit easier for you. Our podcast theme changes every week, so come back next week for see what we're talking about next week, okay? With this week's podcast, though, I will be sharing with you some skincare tips to help you along your journey in life. You are more than just your skin, so we don't just focus on your skin. My mission and goal with today's episode are to educate, empower, and entertain you. I want to make skincare simple, easy, and fun. Are you ready? Let's get started. With today's episode, we will be discussing our theme for this week's set of blog articles. It will be focused around skincare tips for clear, smooth, and even skin. And we also talk about some other part of your life that doesn't necessarily touch on skin. Because again, you're more than your skin. Now, be sure to rate this episode and our podcast. And also follow us on all of your favorite social media platforms. We are at Luxury Lotus Spa. You can also visit our website homepage to access the links by visiting www.luxurylotusspa.com. Let's go ahead and jump right in. But first, I want to remind you to stay tuned until the very end for access to some really cool gifts. I think you will definitely love them. Feel free to DM me your skincare questions because your question could spark next week's theme. Now let's start talking about the real reason why you decided to listen to today's podcast. Are you ready? All right. Lash extensions, what do you need to know? Hi there, it's Esther the Esthetician here. What should you know about lash extensions? Lash extensions are becoming more and more popular, and it seems that no self-respecting star ventures out without a full set of voluminous lashes. But are they for you? And what do you need to know before you go ahead and book that appointment to get your lashes done? How do you find a reputable clinic or lash professional? And what are the most common type of lash extensions? And how long do they take to apply? Will they fall out over time? Can you wear mascara? Do extensions damage your natural lashes? Well, with today's episode, I will be answering all of those questions for you and then some. So stay tuned. Now, how do you find a reputable clinic or a lash professional, so an esthetician or someone to who's licensed, by the way, make sure they're licensed. How do you find a licensed professional for your lashes? This is the most important part of your process because you're working so like the person is working so close to your eyes. You don't want to trust the job to no amateur. So always make sure that the person you choose to carry out your lash extensions or tints or lifts or fills, make sure that they are reputable. And most importantly, that they have the correct certifications and trainings to do the treatment. Ask about the training. And most professionals are excited to share about, like, anytime they go to a training because it's exciting for us. So heck yeah, we want to share. So if you want to know, ask. Most people, although, they will have their certificates up on the wall somewhere, but not everyone does. So if you're in doubt, ask, because they are so close to your eyes. You don't have like a reset button to where, like, oh, well, something's wrong. Let me hit the reset button and get a new set of eyes. So you want to also think about that and think twice and make sure that you are going to a reputable licensed professional. So again, ask about training and what brand they use because you want to know that information. And it's important to use good quality professional products too. So they may want to do a before and after picture, make recommendations and review and see where your lashes are and, you know, see where your goal, what your goal is, because sometimes what you want may not be what you can get because of how your lashes are naturally. So keep that in mind and keep an open communication with your professional. Now, what are the most common type of lash extensions? There are three common lash extensions: synthetic, silk, and mink. They also come in different sizes from 6 millimeter to 17. And the lashes you choose are applied one at a time if you're doing individual lashes, or you can do a strip lash or the little clusters, so you have options. But generally, the lashes you choose will be applied one at a time, and they are stuck to your natural lashes with a semi-permanent glue that is designed to be gentle on your eyes. You will need to have a patch test done before your first treatment, though, just to make sure you're not allergic or anything crazy like that. And most reputable clinics or professionals will insist on doing a patch test because even though they are formulated to be suitable for this extremely delicate area, there's always a chance of an allergic reaction. We never know what could happen. So just plan on just having a test done before, just so that you know that you know that you know that you know, or they know that they know that you know. So know before you get started, or know before you go, but we're gonna say know before you get started. Now, everyone's natural lashes are different, and the type of lash extension you choose and the effect it had, and what you can achieve depends on a lot on the condition of your own natural lashes. If your own lashes are quite short, very long extensions won't work for you but you could still have a half set and see how that works. Remember, it's always easier to add more lashes than it is to remove them. So don't go extra dramatic on your first go around. Just, you know, keep it modest. And then if you feel like you need more, add more. How long do they take to apply? Well, that varies, honestly. If you're having a full set, be prepared to book out, say up to 2 hours. After the initial treatment, you can have them touched up regularly. Most estheticians suggest having them topped off around every 3 to 4 weeks, generally. So, will they fall out over time? Yes, just like your natural lashes fall out over time, so does these artificial or fake lashes that you're wearing, that you're thinking about. Yes, all extensions will eventually fall off with the natural lashes that they are attached to. Yeah. All right, anyways, a touch up every 3 to 4 weeks will keep them looking good, though avoid picking at them or playing with them too, as that can weaken the glue. And also, your professional will likely tell you about the steam situation for you, those of you who take hot showers that turn into a steam situation. All right, so avoid. Now, another thing I want you to consider. So another thing I want you to be aware of is that it's important that you attach that. I'm sorry. It's important that it's important that each lash extension is attached to one natural lash. When you're doing the individual, it should be 1-to-1, not 1-to-many or 1-to-2. An experienced esthetician can occasionally apply one synthetic lash to multiple lashes, which can cause the natural lash to fall off faster, or kind of like the clump effect. So I want you to be sure that the professional is fully qualified, and that should pretty much avoid that problem. Now, can I wear mascara? Now, one of the main reasons that people love their lash extension is that they take away your need for mascara. But if you absolutely must add some, keep it to the tips and don't be too heavy with it, because using mascara at the base of the extension can make them look kind of clumpy. So do extensions damage your natural lashes? Not if they are applied correctly, they don't. So make sure you have a trained professional apply your lashes so that it does not damage your natural lashes. You don't have no little bald spot happening on your eyelashes. As long as you don't rub your eyes or pull at them, your lashes will be fine. Now, I hope this answered the questions that you might have had about lash extension before you jump right in and get your first set of lashes put in. Most importantly, I hope today's blog has helped you in some way. I hope you learned at least one thing from today's blog episode. If you have any skincare questions, please, 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 please don't hesitate to DM me. So if you need anything at all, don't hesitate to DM me. Post them below in the comment below the and on your favorite social media platform, in the comment section of the blog, wherever. Post them, DM me, and I will be sure to answer them. Okay? Now, don't wait. Make sure you take action today. Don't wait, okay? If you enjoyed today's episode, please remember to share it with 3 people. Also, we have a lot more where that came from. Stop by and check out our amazing blog archive we've built over the years just for you. Visit www.luxurylotusspa.com/blog. Okay, so what should you do next? Now, for starters, I would say join the Clear Skin Challenge. If you want more tips, tricks, savings, and so much more, you can join by visiting www.luxurylotusspa.com/clearskinchallenge or just Clear Skin. And as a bonus, if you decided to join the Clear Skin Challenge today, which by the way, it is completely free, no charge to you, I will give you some really cool swags. It is our way of saying thank you for your continued love and support. Now, what are you waiting for? Go and visit www.luxurylotusspa.com/clearskin to join our Clear Skin Challenge. You will gain instant access to our secret private group and learn how to design your own regimen for clear, smooth, and even skin. And but so much more, by the way. Now, skincare does not have to be crazy and complicated. It only requires patience, consistency, and making sure you are using the correct product for your delicate skin. And most importantly, simplicity. Let's keep it simple, silly. And if you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to contact us. I am looking forward to being able to interact with you more this year. Now, I figure you might be in the market to making some changes to improve your overall health. So I thought you might find this episode here helpful. So come socialize with me on all of your favorite social media platforms and let me know what you thought about this week's podcast episode. Be sure to rate this episode on iTunes, by the way. Now, until next time, I would like to wish you a healthy, happy, and prosperous week. Remember, you are an original model. So, be the best version of yourself today and every single day. Don't forget to share a smile with someone new today. This is Esther the Esthetician, signing off until next week. I am a licensed esthetician. At Luxury Lotus Spa, we specialize in treating acne, acne scars, and ingrown hair for highly melanated beauties like yourself. Guys and gals, welcome. My intention for each and every post is to educate, empower, and entertain you. I am a giver of confidence and a healer. I believe beauty is a state of mind as much as a physical way of being. Because I've been exactly where you are now, my mission is to help you look and feel confident and beautiful, both inside and out. Until you start believing you are beautiful and worthy of good things, the good things that are coming your way, the way you are now, you will always hold yourself back from living the life you deserve. You do deserve good things in life. I hope you decide to take advantage of our offer and join the challenge today. To join the challenge, visit www.luxurylotusspa.com/clearskin. Oh, one last thing before you go. please remember to leave us a 5-star review if you appreciate our work here. And also like, comment, share, and subscribe at Luxury Lotus Spa. We are currently accepting new clients. So if you know anyone in need of some skincare TLC, please don't hesitate to send them my way. See you again soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode.